We're back to the Neil Haley Show, again, simulcasted here, not just on the Neil Haley Show and Total Media Network, but also Freedom from Addiction podcast. You can check out Lipson to find it, and we have a lot of different links to everything. I really am excited about the continued growth of all the networks that I'm on, I guess also being syndicated on this successful podcast that is growing leaps and bounds because of Dr. Wynn Henderson, how Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD, is able to find information that is not available in the mainstream media. He's made it his real goal right now during this crisis of COVID-19 to give us the greatest information, real truth about COVID-19. And the topic, again, continues. Doctors Association sues FDA regarding COVID-19 treatment. This is part three. When, how are you? And I'm ready to hear about part three.
Great, Neil. So following up on part two, we've got that numerous physician members of the AAPS, including John Doe, reasonably fear retaliation against them by their state medical boards based on the irrational restrictions in the EUA, along with their incorporation into the directive made to state medical boards by the FSMB. Access to prophylaxis and early treatment is particularly important to reopen religious services without a chilling effect, which deny timely access to treatment causes. About a quarter of the weekly attendees of all kinds of religious services are over 65 years old, who are therefore at a higher risk of COVID-19 than other demographics, such as young, healthy adults and children. Clergy are often in contact with people who particularly are vulnerable to this virus, such as those suffering from other medical conditions. The withholding and denial of access to prophylactic and early treatment of HCQ has had a disparate impact on the attendance of religious services, which the AAPS members and their patients have a constitutional right to attend. Like arguments are made in a lawsuit in Beamer versus Whitmer in Michigan, which challenges the constitutional grounds of the closure of churches in Michigan. So that's another point that they're making. You know, let's go to cause of action, count one. They said that the EUA put out by the FDA discriminates based on a patient's hospitalized status, illness status, and clinical access to clinical trials without a rational basis for this discrimination. With respect to patients who wish to use HCQ and medical professionals who wish to prescribe it for its prophylactic effect to prevent becoming infected with COVID-19, the EUA's limitation to hospitalized patients for COVID-19 lacks a rational basis for a drug that the FDA already has found to be safe. With respect to non-hospitalized patients with COVID-19, defendants lack the authority to override the discretion of a duly licensed medical professional to prescribe off-label uses of FDA-approved drugs. The EUA's unlawful discrimination against the elderly under Section 1557 of the Affordable Care Act lacks a rational basis. Inherent in the constitutional right to attend religious services is a right to equal access to prophylaxis and early treatment for disease which may be transmitted during a church service. Count two. The EUA's unlawful discrimination against the elderly in Section 1557 of the Affordable Care Act per se constitutes arbitrary and capricious action and action not otherwise in accordance with the law. The challenged EUA is arbitrary, capricious, and not otherwise in accordance with the law and in excess of the authority granted by the law. In count three, the plaintiff AAPS's members have First Amendment rights of association that depend on access to safe prophylaxis medication during a pandemic because otherwise they are prohibited from or instructed not to gather in large groups. The defendants do not have a compelling or even rational basis for impeding access to HCQ as a potential prophylactic. And the prayer for relief in this lawsuit indicates that the court issue a declaratory judgment that the restrictions in the EUA that currently require being hospitalized, having COVID-19 and facing the non-availability of a clinical trial prior to obtaining it from the national stockpile are invalid. All defendants are enjoined from enforcing the restrictions of the FDA's EUA that currently requires being hospitalized, having COVID-19, and facing the non-availability of a clinical trial prior to obtaining it from the national stockpile. All defendants are enjoined to make available and distribute promptly and for the benefit of the public holding valid prescriptions, which is being stored in the national strategic stockpile. All defendants are enjoined from impeding the distribution, sale, or purchase of HCQ to adult members of the public during the pandemic crisis. And basically, that's the lawsuit that the doctors, the Association of Physicians and Surgeons, has filed in federal court to get the FDA to back off on this EUA, which is keeping a safe drug that's formerly been approved for 60 some years by the FDA and getting into the hands of the people that need it and resulting in early use, which is not what they've studied. They've studied late use, but an early use has found, in my opinion, to be close to 100% effective of keeping people out of the hospital, keeping them off the respirators, and keeping them alive. So basically, that's what I wanted to tell you about the third part of this lawsuit, which the Association of Physicians and Surgeons hope will be concluded in their favor, and if it is, concluded in the favor of the American public.
Okay. All right. So very interesting conversation when you look at those particular things, because what we're hearing from this is that, you know what, that this product, this hydroxychloroquine, really works to treat patients with COVID-19 early detection to stop the virus from continuing to progress. And without having, not being able to use this drug, it really makes it very difficult for people who just test positive now to COVID-19 to not end up going to the hospital at one point in time.
Well, that's true. And also there's a prophylactic use for the drug, which many heads of states of countries around the world are using to keep their leaders from getting it. So on a low dose, an infrequent dose, they can take HCQ and not get a positive test.
Right.
And it'll be good for people in nursing homes, and it'll be good for frontline workers And it will just be good to keep the growth of and spread of this virus down.
Exactly. Oh my. Yeah. So just a very interesting discussion when about this product, and hopefully through this, what can our listeners do on both of our platforms to make sure that our local representation doctors know that they need to fight for this so that we can treat COVID-19 before there's a vaccine?
Well, they need to be aggressive advocates. They need to call their doctors and other healthcare professionals and tell them about this safe, effective treatment and how they want to be able to get it from them. They need to call their local and state and federal politicians and tell them the same message, that they're tired of a safe, effective treatment not being able to be given to the public. And like I said, they have a stockpile of that. And as time wears on, the drug may become ineffective because of a long term of it just sitting in a warehouse someplace. And that's a shame when every day over 1,000 Americans are dying when they don't have to.
All right. Where can we find information on you? We can go to RevWynHendersonMD.com, but also we can check out the podcast. Where?
Well, the podcast, which is free, it's at www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. And you spell Libsyn, L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N. No spaces and no capitalization. It will take you right to this podcast.
Well, appreciate you coming by and look forward to our next topic and discussion.
Thank you, Neil.
You're listening to Neil Haley's show. We'll be back in just a moment.